Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. We are here under the teaching of Pastor Darlene Bundage, of the Evangelist Darlene Bundage, wonderful woman of God. I'm Apostle Horsley. I'll be starting us off this morning. We'll be facilitating. Today is Thursday. Hallelujah to God. It's the third day of September, brand new month, the third day. Hallelujah to God. Pray that all is going well with you, that you're on your fast, and hallelujah, that you've been worshiping and praising God. Well, this is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. King and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Welcome to the broadcast. One song, hallelujah, I would like to sing this morning. Thank you, Jesus. It's one of the songs that my mother wrote, kind of fast I can remember it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because you're going to fly. You're going to fly. If you're going to make the rapture, you're going to fly. Yes, you're going to fly. You're going to fly. If you're going to make that rapture, you're going to fly. When men don't believe you, don't bother to ask them why. Just tell them they a liar when they say that you can't fly. You're going to fly. You're going to fly. If you're going to make God's rapture, you got to fly. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, welcome to the broadcast, Apostle Holstein. We will start to facilitate. Hallelujah to God. It's good to be here in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. It's Thursday. It's a wonderful time to be alive. It's a wonderful time to be here on the broadcast. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that we come before that throne of grace, oh Lord God. In you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, and we have our being, oh Lord God. God, we just come thanking you, oh Lord God. We just come praising you, oh Lord God, for what you're doing right now in our lives, oh Lord God. Lord God, we have plenty of chaos, oh Lord God, all over the place, all over the globe, oh Lord God. And we come to this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, to worship you, to praise you, O Lord God, to give you thanks, O Lord God, for the things that you're doing, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, on one sense, O Lord God, it seemed like things are moving very slow concerning the pandemic, O Lord God. And on the other hand, O Lord God, the time is just going by so fast, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we see the signs of the time, O Lord God. And Lord God, that's why we come to press our way in here today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that you would bless each and every one that's listening, O Lord God, everyone that's under the sound of the voice, O Lord God, those that will come to the archive later, O Lord God, and those that are just listening in, O Lord God. Lord God, we come to thank you, O Lord God. We come to praise you, O Lord God, for the breath in our body, O Lord God. We come up this morning, O Lord God, in our right mind, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You kept us safely, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Brought us through the better part of the week already, O Lord God. You're faithful and true, O Lord God. Here it is Thursday morning, O Lord God, the third day in the brand new month here of September, O Lord God. Just want to give you the honor, the glory, the praise, O Lord God. Lord God, and we want to pray this morning, O Lord God, that you bless and you protect, O Lord God, everyone that's out and in the schoolhouses, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the colleges, O Lord God. The numbers are up and down, O Lord God, enough just to get you confused, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Send the word, O Lord God. What shall we do at this time, O Lord God? We trust in Ekaya Satana Kayosia, and we lean in your holiness, O Lord God, in your holy word, O Lord God. We're leaning on your everlasting arm, O Lord God, looking that you would bring us through, O Lord God, that you're looking on our children, our grandchildren, O Lord God, the baby that's in the womb, O Lord God, the baby that's nursing, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Looking on the top of, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask, O Lord God, that you just rebuke, O Lord God, for us, O Lord God, the pedophiles, O Lord God, that you will rebuke and break that suicide spirit, the murdering spirit, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Witchcraft, all kind of incantations, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. The Leviathan spirit, the Korah spirit, O Lord God, just rebuke the powers of darkness this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we ask that you look upon the people here today, O Lord God, that you would touch, O Lord God, that you remove pains and woes out of the body, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you thanks, O Lord God, for touching Pastor Darling's body, O Lord God, and clearing up that poison ivory, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God, because you work miracles so great, O Lord God. There's just none like you, O Lord God. We thank you for your saving power, your sustaining power, O Lord God. Give more strength, O Lord God, to continuously to go through the fast, O Lord God. Just a few more days, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and we'll be there, Lord. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God, for all that you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That name that is above every name, that at the sound of Jesus, O Lord God, every knee is bowed, every tongue is confessed, everything in the earth, above the earth, beneath the earth, they confess that you are Lord, O Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God. We look on those, O Lord God, who have appointments, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Look on past, O Lord God, and all that have tests this week, O Lord God, and appointments, O Lord God, however great or small, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Trusting in you, Lord God, trusting in your holy word, O Lord God, because you never failed us yet, O Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, O Lord God, in the name that is above all name, O Lord God. Whatsoever the need is, O Lord God, we pray that you meet it right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for the first responders, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your Spirit, O Lord God. You're the only one who knows the ways of a man's heart, O Lord God, because you created, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, so we thank you this morning, O Lord God. We praise you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your Spirit, O Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, O Lord God. So we just came to praise you, Lord God. We came to give you thanks, O Lord God. We came to say how much we love you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that name that is above every name, that at the sound of it, O Lord God, we rejoice, O Lord God, knowing that all things, O Lord God, worketh for the our highest good, O Lord God, for us that loves you, O Lord God, and call according to your purpose, O Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you in Jesus' name, O Lord God. Hallelujah, we say, and amen. I want to welcome you to the broadcast this morning. It's Thursday. Hallelujah to God. I want to read one of these psalms in your hearing today. Read a psalm. Hallelujah to God. And since that page got away, hallelujah to God, we'll get back to it in a minute here. Okay. Yes, Lord. It's Psalm 1. It says, Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law does he meditate in day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the ways of the ungodly shall perish. A very powerful psalm at this time that we're going through. And it's just a wonderful time. It's the best of time because God is still in control. God is on his throne. God is blessing us. He's keeping us. He's moving by his Spirit. He's moving by his power. Hallelujah. And he's blessing us to be here. And we're going through. Hallelujah. There was an old psalm that said, I'm going through. No matter what people say or do, I started with Jesus. And I am going through. Psalm 103 say, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that which is in me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Jesus, who forgiveth our iniquities, who healeth us from all of thine disease, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who have redeemed our lives from destruction, and have crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Hallelujah. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that you are renewed like the eagle. We thank the Lord, hallelujah to God, that God is just so good to us. His mercy, he's kind, hallelujah. And we thank him for all that he's doing this morning on this Thursday morning in the name of Jesus. One more, Psalm 27. The Lord is my life, and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and foes, come upon me to eat upon my flesh, they stumble and fell. The hosts encamp against me, and my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me, and this will I be comforted. One thing I desire of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me and set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle the sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy on me and answer me. When thou say, seek ye my face, my heart say, thy face will I seek. Hide not thy face far, hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Thou hast been my help. Leave me neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. O God of my salvation. When my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord shall take me up. Teach me thy ways, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of my enemies, for false witness has risen against me, and such have breathed out cruelty. I have faint, unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. So wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. Welcome to the broadcast. Hallelujah to God. Prayer, Deliverance Ministry. We thank God for being here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's just an exciting time to be alive in spite of it. Glory to God. We're blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Hallelujah to God. I was thinking, hallelujah to God, while I was worshiping, I always had a fancy about flying. My mother wrote that song so many years ago, it had came back to mind. When I thought about it, it said that we shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. It sort of reminds me of just taking off and flying. Sometimes I see what they call, maybe it's a meteor, maybe it's a shooting star, we used to call it. And you see that thing, it just flies across the skies without any flaws. It's just gone. And then it gets you on your mind. Well, it was on my mind how that we'll be able to fly. We're going to be with the Lord, that all things will be possible with us. Hallelujah to God. But we thank God for all that he's doing in the name of Jesus. We thank God because we're going through a time now. And we have prayed, we have thanked God for the going through. We have asked the Lord to continuously to bless us in the name of Jesus. He's moving by his spirit. He's moving by his power. Hallelujah to God. Testimonies are being made. People are calling in. Hallelujah to God. Things are going up before the Lord. Hallelujah to God. And we are all right. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, when I think about it, we're not standing really in need of anything, hallelujah to God. There's food in the covenant, in the covet. There's a praise in the mouth, hallelujah to God. We're here on Prayer, Deliverance Ministry. We're able to give words to all of those that would come, hallelujah to God. And our soul rejoices, hallelujah to God, because we can press in to the Spirit of God, hallelujah to God. We can press into God and we can worship God and we can praise him. We're blessed, hallelujah to God. It's when we think about all the things that are going on, hallelujah to God. And when we think about what others are doing, hallelujah to God, and how things are going, hallelujah to God, it will bring you down some. But we're going to be all right, hallelujah to God. The money that are starting new businesses, taking tests, entrepreneurship, the schools are open, hallelujah to God. And what happened is the storms have been coming, and they've been coming close, and they have been turning around. And I remember a few years ago, God bless Minister Linda, not Belinda. This is a brother Linda from North Carolina. Wonderful evangelist of God. Hallelujah to God. And there was a storm coming, and we began to pray. And she was one of the prayer warriors here on Prayer Deliverance in the circle, along with other saints that gone on to be with the Lord. And as we began to pray, they said the storm was going to do it. And when we began to pray, we saw a wall go up. The Lord had looked like the Lord had lifted up a standard like a wall. And that was the storm that came to Florida. And it looked like it came up and it came up to the wall But when it got to the wall, it hit the wall. A little bit of rain came, but it looked like it bounced, and made a U-turn and went back out to the sea. The reason I said that is because since then, it looks like a lot of the storms are turning around. They're not making land fall. Hallelujah to God. Because God said that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah to God. When we're going through, like we're going through right now, all we have to do is begin to praise the Lord. I believe it was last week or so, the Lord had sent a word to take out your songs, hallelujah, God, whatever device you have to worship with the Lord. And when things get to where it seems like it's overtaking you, it's overwhelming you, just praise the Lord. David was sent after the Lord had rejected Saul. He was a king, but he also sent David. He was a minister of music, hallelujah, God. They began to sing the songs, hallelujah to God, and the music and the praise and the worship. As David began to play, it ran the evil spirit out of Saul, hallelujah to God. And when you begin to worship God, it will bring peace in your mind. And that's what you need at this time, because God said, I keep your mind in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon you. Hallelujah to God. There's a beautiful song. There's about 7 or 8, maybe more songs that Pastor had made a CD some years ago, but the songs are beautiful. You can put it on your CD player and play it in the house, and that spirit of worship and praise there. Matter of fact, the song that you hear at the end of the broadcast is from her CD, Hallelujah to God. Maybe she might have some that was offered before for it, but we just thank God because we're able to worship God at this time. In the name of Jesus, that God is moving by his spirit and by his power. Thank you, Jesus. I'm hearing the song in my mind there, you know, the children sing, as Jesus fill your heart, then you could do your part, is what's coming to mind now. But it was a beautiful song, a time of worship and praise. You must keep yourself in the spirit of God. And that's what it's all about, forgiving one another, loving one another in the name of Jesus. Keep your focus in on God. My goodness, half the time looks about as I go on. Well, I turned it on a little bit earlier. It's important that you praise and worship God and press your way in. I be on other prayer lines. My sister has a prayer line. She's a chaplain, and we begin to pray. And sometimes with me, when you begin to worship God and you've been at it a while all day long and people come up and you've been praying for people, well, this particular time, we were working that day and all of the praises just begin to go out, By the time that we got to the prayer line or the chaplain's prayer line that night, they had asked the wife to pray, and I didn't know that she was praying when I got in the house. I began to pray, but the Spirit of the Lord opened up by me, and he just opened up before the open heaven. And we went through, and we put some prayer in there, and we were pushing forth, and the prophetic anointing came, hallelujah to God. And we began to pray, and we began to speak the word of God and give a word, hallelujah to God. And I try to cut it off, but there's no cutting off the Spirit of God, hallelujah to God. When God has something to say to you, when you press till you get through, when you press and when you come before his presence with the worship and praise, God is going to speak. God is going to touch your heart. God is going to move by his spirit. God's going to move by his power. He's going to comfort you. Every time that you come and you worship God and you get in his presence, you're more increased when you leave. Hallelujah to God. But we have prayed. Got a call the next day from my sister that said, you can't pray like that there. You can't worship like that there. There was other people there that didn't show up, come to find out. And what happened was she said they couldn't pray. And then I said, okay, well, I'll tell you how it is. And I said, well, if you didn't want me to pray, I'll pray like that. You didn't give me no guidelines. So I said, okay, well, I'll just say. But then she called me back about 15, 20 minutes later. Oh, the prayer was nice. The apostle liked the prayer. Matter of fact, you'll come back on Saturday and pray. Because a lot of times people don't realize the very thing that they need to do is to worship and to praise God and to give thanks. When you're standing in that congregation of his people, hallelujah to God, And then you just have to go for what you know to go for, hallelujah to God. And we were free flowing right in there, hallelujah to God. Long story short is that every time he had a prayer line, he would ask the wife and I to come pray and worship, hallelujah to God. Then my sister called me up and said that since the prayer, God had touched his life, hallelujah to God. He has changed. His life had got turned around because he had picked up where he was. He had done things, God bless her. He had done things, hallelujah to God, and he was trying to straighten things up. Matter of fact, he called up my sister. He has a Bible college or a university for the chaplains, and he started. They were going into business together, and they were making plans, and he wanted her to come onto the staff. And then Saturday morning, we went to was going on the chaplain prayer line. He told her, you take control of this and do this, that, the other. Then he couldn't hear her. And she said he told her to take care of the conference call, hallelujah to God, because he wasn't able to hear. And then the phone line started messing up. So she continued. Then she called me Sunday morning and said at that time he had passed on Saturday. He had passed on Saturday. But the thing is, you know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. Even in this time of this pandemic, you have to make sure that you're saved in Christ. He was fine. He was well. He went back to preaching. He went back. He started. He repented of things. He started going to readjust things, his business and stuff. He was set up, ready to go forth. You don't know how much time you have. But either way it goes, you have to be ready for when the master calls. It says it might be early morning, late at night. You have to be ready. It's no time now to be fooling around and thinking that you have more time. She called me up and said, I don't know what to do. He left right in the middle of things. Then things wasn't set. Then it was being sort of chaos. So you have to set things in order, hallelujah to God, especially when you're running your business and stuff, hallelujah to God. But I was glad that I had that time together, hallelujah to God, to worship, to praise, and to minister, and to go out and to touch somebody's heart and to give them a word, hallelujah to God. And that's what we do here at Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We're the circle of friends, hallelujah to God. Pastor Darling, give plenty of liberty. If you have something that you want to say, there's a word, hallelujah to God. She's very generous with the time, hallelujah to God, very meek women. I'm not saying weak, but she's a very strong woman in that department. But she's a very humble person. She loves the Lord. Hallelujah to God. And with that, we're going to open the lines. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah to God. And do you want to worship God? And so many things are happening so quick. So many things are happening so quick. You have to stay prayed up, hallelujah to God. We want to see if there's something that you might have to say. God might have dropped something on her. That's why I stopped here, because hallelujah to God, to give way, hallelujah to God, before the hour be spent, hallelujah to God. If you have, Pastor Darling, something that you have, a prayer request, anything came in that needs immediate attention, and then we'll continue in this hour of power of prayer. Thank you.
Well, hallelujah. Good morning. Morning, and thank
good
God
morning.
For allowing us to be here. And what I would have to say this morning, yesterday while I was fasting, there were some things that came to mind. I believe the Holy Spirit dropped in my spirit about things that are going on right now. We know that there's a pandemic. We know that there are different demonic spirits that are out there. The devil is using people, and it seems like there are some people, multi-billionaires and millionaires, who have plans.
Thank you, sir.
Plans to destroy the population of the earth. And with this pandemic, there are a lot of people who are confused and don't know what to do. And I know we pray and we're asking God to help us as we go through this pandemic. But I believe that we need to have a more pointed prayer life. Even as a body, we have to come and focus on the things that are happening and pray and bind those demonic spirits up, because they don't have to bring their plans to fruition, because we are a people of God. We are a body of Christ. So I'm thinking often of how Jehoshaphat, he had a time when he was coming. There were three armies that were about to fight him. And he went before the Lord, and the Lord brought his he had the singers to come first, and then what God did was have these armies fight against each other. And I also think about Gideon, who had, I think it was 33 or 32,000 men who were going to fight in a battle. And the Lord said, no, there were too many people, because if they had won the battle, they would have thought, oh, it was because of what we did. But God wanted to get the glory, so he brought it down to 300 men. And so these 300 men are the ones who, through God's support, God working with them, God working for them, helped them to win that battle. So we need to have laser focus on what we're doing. And I know that we pray and we see God working. God is bringing about miracles. He's helping people get jobs and this, that, and the other. But I believe this is a time that we need to focus even more on the prayers that we're sending up to the Father. We cannot allow the enemy to continue to do what they're doing. I mean, the chaos that's all across the land is just so ridiculous. And we don't want the world to end during our lifetime, nor our children's lifetime, nor the time after. We don't know what God has in store, but we do know one thing, and that's for sure, that when God's people got together, or when they came before the Lord and they knew that they could only win the battle because of God being with them, that's when the change came. So even when you were reading the scripture in Psalms 27, verse number 2 says, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. And as you went down through there, I was just thinking about how we need to use these words, begin to pray these words. You know, the important thing for our prayers is for us to pray the word of God. That is what makes the difference, because we know that God's word is so powerful and that it will bring about change. And we know that our praise is a weapon too. So that's what I wanted to share this morning. And as you said, you wanted us to go ahead and praise the Lord, but I'm going to let you continue to facilitate and lead us. But that's what I wanted to share, that we have to have more focus. And we need some people who are willing to get together in a specific time and do some things that are radical, do some things that are not normal. You know, we come and we normally pray, and, you know, we have a certain way that we pray, but we need to get radical against the devil. We need to get radical against the evil spirits, the demonic spirits that are out there. Jesus is the highest of all principalities. There are principalities out there that are trying to destroy everybody and everything, but we have power and we have authority. So we need to just use that authority, and as we go through the next few days, we're going to see what we can do, you know, what direction to go in and how we can combat and see change, major change in the atmosphere, because we cannot live in fear. We cannot allow the people out there in the media, the people who are trying to control us, to intimidate us. We shall not be intimidated. We're going to be like David when he came against the giant. We're going to have the boldness to know that God is going to help us. And we're not just going to sit down on our laurels, because I'm listening sometimes to the different preachers and teachers and things on the TV. It's like we're going in the same old way that we've been going before. We're not really teaching anything about what's happening in the atmosphere. We need to talk about what's happening in the atmosphere. What's happening in the atmosphere is demonic spirits seem like they have been unleashed to just have their way in the earth realm, and that's not what we as a body of Christ want to see, because we do have power and authority through the word of God. Amen. Apostle Horsley, I'm back to you.
Continue. You have more. Say more, please. No, I can feel you have some more on that. Hallelujah. What kind of radical prayer would you want to focus in on, and but not if you don't mind, so you could.
No,
so we have
okay. Being radical. Okay. One thing that I was in my mind and in my heart was Gideon, and how he mm-hmm. he had these 300 men. He had them to have, each one had a trumpet, and he put them in three different sections. And then when they began to fight against the enemy, God brought about the deliverance from the enemy. So, you know, as we go forward, there's going to be a time when I want us to come together. There's going to be a specific time that we come together. We're going to have, I believe that we need to get some trumpets to blow as the war cry. This is the beginning of our war cry. We're going to, and I don't have everything set up yet. I don't have everything in mind yet. But, you know, anybody who's listening, if you have something that you want to share concerning what I'm talking about, you can call me. We can talk about it. We're going to get some things together. We're not going to sit on our laurels and let the devil have his way. I'm thinking, you know, this thing has been going on for 6 months, and we are a people of God. We have authority over these demons out there. We have authority through the Word of God. So we got to get radical and just focus on the fact that these demons are out there, and speak against every demonic spirit that is there. Call out those names, and even begin to call out some names of the people who are harming or putting harmful things in place. There's more that I need to take care of, more people I need to talk to, more planning, but this is the gist of what I believe we need to be doing, is focusing. You know, when you pray, pray with authority. I remember this lady we used to pray with when I was going to New Covenant Christian Ministries. I believe her name was Effie. And, you know, we would be in the circle. Different ones would go around in the circle, and we would pray individually. And one day she got up there. She said she was tired of the pity-patty prayers, you know, the pity-pat prayers. Mm. She wanted us to get radical, which is what I'm saying today. We need to get radical and be forceful. Speak to the enemy like you have authority, just like people get mad at somebody and you begin to get your voices loud. Your voice gets strong because you mean business. You know, my mother, when she would, I'd hear her praying sometimes, and she would say, "Devil, you get out of here. You get out of here, you devil." She'd just be speaking with authority. My mother was a powerful praying woman, and I know that God can use all of us if we have the unction to get radical against the devil and speak to him with authority. So speaking with authority, using the Word of God is important. We have to use the Word of God. I have been in prayer circles. I have been in prayer places where people pray and they don't use not one word of the Bible. And it's not, I don't believe that those prayers are working as much as they could when you speak the Word of God. Just praying without saying anything about the Word. You got to say the Word of God in order for things to change. That's what we have to do. Speak the Word of God and pray in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, sometimes we need to pray in the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is what knows. It knows the mind of the Father. It knows what we need and will speak on our behalf and speak what we have in the atmosphere. Okay. I believe that's what I need to say now.
Amen, amen. Oh, yes, I'm glad that how the Lord Glad Abel she done that Kaios. Yeah, that Kaios. Hallelujah. Abel she. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I got excited. Glory to God. Ah, Koshi, Tede Kaios. God. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Peace. Because I Kaios. See, I get excited. Because it's been a while, it's been months that it needed to be said, and God was building. There's a hallelujah. It's been a change. It's a change. There's a presence, a demonic presence that has set and has changed the atmosphere, and it's attacking the body of Christ. We put it that way. It's attacking the body of Christ. And what you said, hallelujah to God, that people are going, oh, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And what you said was they're still going in the same direction. and we do the radical prayer. We're praying against things. I don't want to call no names, but there was a conversation came up Sunday, and there's a pastor that we know very good. He had a stroke, and God had blessed him. This happened within the last month, and he was back in there, and he was in there preaching real hard. And what happened? The conversation came up. I said, you know, it's good to preach, but I said he was overworking himself after the stroke. So he has a wife, he has children. He's a pastor of this church. His wife's a prophet and stuff. And sometimes we go overboard in the same thing. We don't want to pass a baton, and we don't want to join in or step up and say something. What I'm saying that is because I looked at a lot of I looked in the medium and stuff, and they're still going in the same direction. But this is time something, as you say, something definitely has to change, else he would come and destroy it. I had someone call me, and they had so much power of darkness and demonic things going on in their homes until it sort of oppressed me, and I had to hang up the phone and say, well, I'll talk to you another time, and I had to go pray because they had gotten out of the presence of God. They're not dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God. They had let the enemy come in and take up residence in there. Hallelujah to God. And they had a great association with, you know, even children and stuff. They didn't like the way things were going. Then they were telling me how much demonic impression or influence that this person had until they almost got totally defeated. And I said, wait a minute. This cannot be so. You can't go on this way. I'm in 101% agreement with you. We can't continue like this here. I mean, you get up sometime, he's attacking marriages. I mean, you be in the house, and the people, they're at peace, and one word be said, and they're at each other's throat. That's the power of darkness. Principality and witchcraft have crept in, hallelujah to God. And what happened, you have to concentrate yourself, hallelujah to God. It's imperative. It's not time to take the break. I have people say, aren't you going to go? Wouldn't you like to go? Excuse me. Wouldn't you like to go on a vacation? I said, yeah, I would like to go, but it's not time now. This is time to stand at the wall. This is time to stand before God and cry out to God, hallelujah to God, until you receive the results of the enemy, hallelujah to God. At that time when Peter was locked up in jail, he was one of the chief apostles. They prayed day and night. When that prayer went up, this is what you have to look at. That's why you have to have that word. When you have to pray, say they could pray day and night until God sent an angel, hallelujah to God, to shake the prison, hallelujah to God. Smoke Peter on the side, you know the story. Bind your sandals to your feet. Peter did not believe it because Peter had saw the workings of God power. If you want to see the power of God working in your home and in your life, don't be afraid to rebuke that devil, hallelujah to God. Don't be afraid to put that word against him, hallelujah to God. He's fearful of that word. He knows the worship and praise, hallelujah to God. But when that word, when you put that word on him, hallelujah to God, when you stand, he came to Jesus. When he knew the word was so powerful, he tried to use God's word against his son, hallelujah to God. It's written that if you dash your foot against him, cast thyself down, he'll come. But once you stand on that word, once Jesus gave him the word, and he gave him the word after a while, he departed from him. Notice whenever you get the devil to depart, no matter how radical your prayers be, the angels came, minister on to Jesus. When he went back in, he was taken out the industry. When he came back in, he said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, the people, once you begin to become, they be on like a, well, I use it this way, on the reason to see a doctor, they saw a great light. When you begin to rebuke that devil, and when you begin to pray your home up, and when you begin to stand on that word of God, the people that are in darkness, whose eyes of understanding, they will become like new eyes of dark who cannot see, glory to God, that Akadiosia, they begin to see that light of God coming out of you. God has that power. There's no sense to be fearful and afraid, hallelujah to God. Those people are gone. Over there in Revelation 20, 21, and 8 or something, it says, the fearful adulterer, the homosexual, they supply and they part in the lake of fire. when you go forth, with this here apostle, he was there, he was doing everything, he had done things to me. Matter of fact, when I knew it was him that had done something to me, I probably wouldn't have got on his prayer line. I probably wouldn't have did nothing in his favor. But the Lord says these words, so vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You have to take a stand, hallelujah to God, for holiness. When pastor get this together, we're going to get together, we're going to work it, we're going to work it, we're going to work it. God is blessed, but something's got to be done. It's like there's not a break in there. They're going up and down, they're confusing you, they're going up and down, they're doing things under medium, they're saying things in front of your face, they're lying, they just don't care. They're not showing the people of God, the people of this United States of America, they're not showing us any respect, hallelujah to God. When David went to take the brothers to lunch, hallelujah to God, when he got out there and he saw his brother and the king saw, they had great stature, they had all this stuff here. David, in other words, David says, well, where is the church? Where's the radical people? Where's the praise going on? You can't let this here devil, this circumcised spirit of the Philistine, ascend against the people of God. But you have to begin to, hallelujah, you have to begin to stand against God with what you know, the words that you have, the songs that you sing, the worship and praise. David got there and he began to reflect on what God has done. When the anointed came upon David, hallelujah to God, he began to sing the things that, you know the story about the force in the valley that day, hallelujah to God. You have to be able, it's imperative that you have that Holy Spirit. That is your witness, that's your utterance, that you have, yeah, that you have the contact with God, that you have stirred up that God that's inside of you. Hallelujah, God. You have a spirit inside of you. Remember what Paul told Timothy, hallelujah. He told Timothy to stir up that gift that is in you that you received when you were led on by your grandma Lois. There was an impartation into the wrong name, Timothy. It was an impartation from his grandmother Lois. He said, stir up that gift, you have it. Hallelujah, God. Your grandmother, you saved now. You got the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You make an impartation to your children, hallelujah, every morning before they go out that house. You make another impartation, if you have to them, to be filled with God's Spirit when they come inside the door. You have to watch the friends around the children. If you're not going to take a stand, then they're going to take control of you. I mean, they're just shooting us down like dogs, hallelujah to God. They want you to resort to violence, hallelujah to God. They want you to pick up a weapon, hallelujah to God, and try to fight them with their weapon. David said he had not proved those weapons here. I can shoot a gun, but there's some that you can't shoot the gun. You can't use that weapon. Your weapon was prayer. What he did was he went out there and he defeated Goliath on his testimony. Hallelujah to God. He began to talk. The enemy's talking. He's threatening. He said, this virus is going to kill you. We're going to have enough uprise. This is going on. That's going on. When you see what's going on, you have to take a stand in Christ. You have to be willing at this time in your life to decide whether you're going to heaven or not. You have to be able to say, for God I live, for God I die, and stand on that testimony. It says, he that believeth on him, Romans 10, verse 11, says, whosoever is having you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead and tell the devil to take a hike. Verse 11 says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. How could you be ashamed of a God that divided the Red Sea? How could you be ashamed of a God that breathed the breath of life in man and man became a living soul? Hallelujah, God. How could you be afraid when God would say that these children, if they would hold their peace, if you would hold your praise, the very rocks would cry out. Did not the mule, nobody would did a prayer, and the mule had to talk to him and say, don't you see the angel there with the drawn sword? Hallelujah, God. God never fail us yet. He said, I'll never leave you. That's his word. I'll never forsake you, even until the end of the world. We have to stand on. I got excited that I can't. When it comes time, hallelujah, God, you have to press yourself in a way you have to get in. You have to stand on that word of God. Yes, Pastor Dolly, I pray that God will open up all the doors, he close out the Nakaya, and all the finances that we need to put this in order. I'm in agreement with that there. Hallelujah, God, and over your seat, Adakaya, Saya. Yes, sir, over your seat, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We call your seat, don't call by your son, Adakaya, see you, God. Hallelujah, we'll see you. Hallelujah, Adakaya, Saya. Hallelujah, God. There's a power. And there's a presence that you have to have. You're stronger than you think, hallelujah to God. You come to the prayer line, you're being strong. The sister that was doing Monday, she was on yesterday, hallelujah to God. She said, come on back to stand around the fire. That anointing is going to get on you. That strength will get inside of your life. Hallelujah, God. We go on to it, but there's not enough people, I believe, what it is. There are people that are stuck in their old ways. Hallelujah, to God. The same now as it was in the days of Moses when he delivered the children, when God delivered them. After the years of bondage, it was still those who went back to the old way. They want to go back into Egypt land. They want to go back into bondage. They always want to go backwards, hallelujah to God. But from that time, God doesn't go backwards. You have to see, you have to hear the leader. You have to begin to worship. You come here, we're here, we're charged to give a word, hallelujah to God. God moved by his spirit. He has given us this time, hallelujah to God. God comes, he sends utterance, prophetic utterance. He lifts you up, he's blessed, he's showing you the miracle. He's fortified. You let me know I am with you. If you take the stand, God is going to stand there with you on the marriage, on the situation, on the children that won't come home. Hallelujah, God. You have that power of God inside you, that tabernacle of God inside you. You have been endured with the power from on high. You have the Holy Ghost. You have to send that spirit of yours out there. You got to command them angels. They only move by the word of God. They move by word God. Hallelujah. You got to send that word out there. We got to have a change. When we begin and you really press in, we're going to see a change. Hallelujah to God. We're going to see a change. They would start fighting each other. I don't know what method God's going to use. He's do things different all the time when it comes to defeating the war, but he's going to give us the victory. He's sending a strong word today. I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I didn't call you see you. Pastor Dolly. You get the prayer line, somebody have prayer testimony, Pastor Dolly. That I call you see ya. He will shut up. Let's just come in and worship the Lord for that I call you see. That's what we'll do. Hallelujah. We'll stop in a few minutes and let the pastor close. Just begin to worship and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that you're able to strengthen each and every one of the car yourself, fortify the car over your sleeve. Hallelujah. Give them the breastplate that the car you're right to them. The sword of the spirit of the glory of your sleeve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep their feet sharp and preparated. Able see the over car yourself, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. God, we give you the praise, the honor. The glory, it belongs to you. Hallelujah, God. Every situation, hey God, we give you praise as a guy you see. For the every reason, Lord God, we give you praise, God, for our children that will go on the car you see. We give you praise, God, because you have sent the word of God, but trying to make all your see, God. Hey, my son, and a guy you see. Hallelujah, but call, my son, and I see. Strengthen, but call, able son, and a guy you see. Able see, hallelujah. Able call, but a son, and a guy. Who is like an unto thee, but he will some hold in a guy you see. Holy, 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 evil son and a car. You're righteous and true. Oh, what's cool, Russ and a car. Hey, we'll see God. Strengthen. Hallelujah, your people and a car. Yes, God. Yes, God. That a car you'll see, God. Oh, we'll see God. Turn the flight, we'll call you. See. Oh, God, you'll see God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Let not our enemies, able sheet and a car, you'll triumph over God. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. God, we praise you. God, we worship you, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. From the rising up, O Lord God, to the going down, but cool. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Your name is to be praised, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, 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 Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sir. Yes, Lord. Yes. He will see Tanakai, you'll see him. God, who's like you? Hallelujah, God. We give it to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the healing that you're doing, the deliverance, oh Lord God. Lord God, we've got to have a change, oh Lord God. We've got to have this change, oh Lord God. We've got to break these evil spirits, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We've got to break that spirit of iniquity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. I tell you, see evil, yes, God. We speak peace, oh Lord God. Declare the decree in Jesus' name. Peace in the marriage, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Regulate that out of cardio seat. Hallelujah, Lord God. There are those that are lonely, oh Lord God, I see, Father. And they need a companion by their side, oh Lord God. One that's willing to help, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. That the nights and the days and the trip don't be so lonely, oh Lord God, you see, God. Grant, God, in the name of Jesus, fortify your people, oh Lord God, to go forth, oh Lord God. Give us the strength, by cardio seat, to overturn. Hallelujah, the Kobo, your son, and the cardio seat, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. If God is for us, then who shall be against us? Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Show yourself strong.
Hallelujah. Thank you that we stand on you today. On Christ the solid rock, we stand because all of the ground is sinking sand. We thank you, Father. You are a sure foundation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus, your name,
amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. We praise you. In the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God. God, break every demonic force of Lord. God, I pray that everyone will get to see that. The wicked one, oh Lord God. That the eyes be open, oh Lord God. That they will see, oh Lord God. That they will openly rebuke the enemy, oh Lord God. Maybe have to lose some friends, oh Lord God. Have to close the door on some family members, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we want to leave everything to follow you, Lord God, through this here, Lord God. We don't want our children and our grandchildren dying with untimely death, oh Lord God, because someone the able soul, Lord God. God, reverse the curse in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that they're trying to Hallelujah, God. Send the angels to fight against them, oh Lord God. Fight against them, oh Lord God, with the sword of that mind, oh Lord God. And I kind of see, oh Lord God. Save marriages, oh Lord God, because your word is strong, oh Lord God. The dearly beloved, that I kind of see, God, we join together. Hallelujah, before your holy matrimony. Abel Shannon, that I kind of see, God. Hallelujah, God. We present it all to you, Lord God. We give you the honor, the glory, the praise, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Strengthen us, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Revival us. Renew us like the eagle, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Lord, give us the leaves, oh Lord God, that come every month, oh Lord God, the one that's good for the healing of the nation, God. Heal this nation, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, and we praise you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Call a friend, text a friend, let them know that we're here. Hallelujah to God. We thank you for the time, Pastor Dolly. Thank you.
Amen.
Back to
you,
Pastor.
Amen.
Well,
praise the Lord.
You get 110 on the test. Amen.
We're here today. God is doing great things. And another thing that we want to start a prayer chain. For us to get all that together and figure out how that's going to work. So doing a prayer chain will be important as far as keeping the prayers going. You know, we need to pray. The men ought to always pray and not to faint. And the word says pray without ceasing. And I know that the Lord wants us to continue our prayers. So I thank everyone for being here and for listening. And if you have something that you can, that you might want to contribute to what we're doing for the future, as far as getting more radical against the devil, getting more radical against the demonic spirits out there, give me a call. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I do appreciate everyone who has sent in gifts, love offerings, seed to the ministry. I pray that God multiplies your seed at least 1,000 times more than what it is, as it's spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. So if you get a chance while you're doing your fast today, read the scripture that Apostle Horsley gave us in Psalms 27. Read that, pray that, begin to speak that. Speak that over your life. Speak it and get some other scriptures and begin to speak it over your life, the ones that we put out there for the fast. Matthew 5 and 9, I believe, is one, and then the other one was Psalm 34 and 14. So read not just those verses, but read the scriptures or the chapters before and after. just keep reading and speaking. You can read when you read, speak out the word of God so that it will saturate the atmosphere. And this is going to help to make change in our world. Our world is in deep trouble. So when I get a chance, I hope I can find that document that I was looking at yesterday. I want to send it to you so you can read and just be aware of what people are thinking and saying about the population of this earth. So things are not just happening by happenstance, and we will not work by happenstance. We will be at a place where we are laser focused on coming against the demonic spirits that are out there, those demons that are trying to overrule the world. So everybody be blessed. I love you. Glad that you're here. If you're new or if you haven't been here in a while, we appreciate you being here. Come back again tomorrow. I believe tomorrow is Friday. And Pastor Scholastica will be leading us in our hour of power of prayer here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. Continue to keep your eyes on the Lord and not on your circumstances. Don't be fearful and unbelieving because God is on our side. He's in us now, and he's taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. And we're rising in him as an edifice higher and higher through the Holy Ghost. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.